This is our B moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to remind you just who Christ came for. Recently, we talked about how we can sometimes have low expectations about being worthy enough to receive God's grace when our actions fall short. But then we reminded ourselves that God's grace is a loving gift and not a reward for good behavior. It's also important for us to remind ourselves from time to time just who Christ in fact came for. And one way to do that is to explore his genealogy. Now, one observation is that there are five women in Jesus' genealogy: Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, and Mary. This is somewhat unusual because descent was usually traced through men, as they were recognized as the head of the household. When we look closer at these women, we see that Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles, and Tamar, Rahab, and Bathsheba were all women who had character issues. Rahab was a prostitute. Bathsheba was married but fell in love with another man and had a child for him. So we see that Jesus' lineage had a mix of heroes, Gentiles, prostitutes, adulterers, just to name a few. Yet he came to be Savior to them all. So who do you need to remind today that Christ came for them despite whatever they believe their shortcomings are? And as you think about that, remember these words: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners. Matthew 9:13. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, know that God came for you.